It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2048, recorded Thursday, July 10th, 2025. It's a catastrophe. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we have some toys, flirtots. We also have another What the Heck Is It from Dickie D. And then Waffles makes an appearance for another pet gadget. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, here he is, meteorologists of gadgets, and it looks like a rainy day of gadgets. Looks like a meteor shower. I was trying to come up with a good low pressure of like USB-Cs or something. I was trying to really come up with something there, but Dickie D, how you doing? How is...
I'm doing good, and you, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing really good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Have any fun for 4th of July?
For 4th of July, I sent a couple of photos. 4th of July was one of the weirdest things ever. The marina has something called A-Dock, and A-Dock is a public dock where people can walk out fairly far. It almost stretches a little past where the marina is. And so we said, let's have lunch July 4th. There's one picnic table there. And so we went down there. And all during lunch, we did not see a boat.
Oh.
And then I walked, as we're walking home, I took my camera out again and I shot a picture upriver and downriver. This is downriver. That black stuff is the marina that we're talking about that's been abandoned. Not a boat. And then the other shot is looking upriver and all the way up at the top on the right, that's the George Washington Bridge. It is kind of spooky because normally the river is filled with boats.
Yeah.
Mostly going to see the fireworks.
Everyone was just at home? Was there an evacuation notice? What was happening?
You know what?
Not popular?
First of all, I think people are worried about money. They're worried about the price of engines. Well, one of the trade magazine said if the tariffs go through, it's going to add like $3,000 to $5,000 to the price of a big engine. And I just think people just decided, let's not even put the boat in the water, or yeah. I don't know what it is. But that was weird because normally when the marina was open, there were boats everywhere. So it was very weird.
Crazy.
Very weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But the next night on another dock called Pier I, which is another public dock, they had the Silent Disco. And I just shot a quick thing of, so Silent Disco is three DJs, each playing their own favorite music. And then you wear a headset and tune in any one of the three DJs that you like. And then if someone comes over and says, would you like to dance? You just look at what color their headset is lit. And then you press your button. And when your headset turns that color, you're on the same DJ as the others.
That's cool.
Oh, and there was one other fascinating thing. Did you see the picture of... that rusting thing in the Hudson?
No. Rusting thing in the Hudson?
Yeah. It was along with the photos I sent earlier today.
Oh my gosh.
So what it is that, well, you find it, I can explain.
Yeah.
Before.
Did you send it via Google Photos or?
No, I sent it in with the, you know, maybe I could have sworn I sent it. Anyway, I can just explain it. There's a railroad barge loading machine, And because all along the Hudson River from 79th to 59th Street was a huge railroad terminal for freight. And the one remaining thing is this rusting bar leveler, which took the, as the barges pulled in, they would load boxcars on it to go to New Jersey. But because of the tide, the tracks often didn't line up with the barge. So the leveler would move the tracks up and down. And someone decided, since it's the last remaining part of the railroad, let's rebuild it or reconstruct with all old metal. So it is beginning to look exactly the way it was when the railroad closed, but built strong enough that it can will just be there now from now on. And having been a big railroad buff, I thought that was just great. I'll find a picture. We do it next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just searched.
And how about you?
Rusty thing in the.
Oh,
Hudson.
There it is.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Here's another image of that.
Yeah, that. Oh, wow. The rest of everything else is rusted away, but that they're rebuilding.
Very cool. Very cool.
And how about you? What did you do for fireworks?
So I went to a friend's house here in Orlando, and they were kind of on a lot of land, and everyone kind of around them had a lot of land. So we fired off fireworks, and it was really, really cool to kind of, you know, ours were going off, and everyone around us, they were going off. You know, it wasn't like super impressive or anything, but it was just really cool. Like everyone, like it was like 360 degrees surrounded by like a few would go off there, a few would go off there. Pow, pow, pow. Like it was just really cool. And so, yeah, hung out and had a good time. Yeah, it was just a fun.
That's
fun
great. Night. That's super.
Yeah. Okay, shall we jump into some gadgetry?
Absolutely. And there were no boats in the river. But I have boats in my video.
Ooh.
With the marina closing in 2021 and supposedly opening this year with a brand new marina, not happening. And now they're talking 2027. Maybe the construction will be finished and boats can come in 2028. I couldn't wait. Okay. I decided to buy a smaller boat, okay, and not only a smaller boat, but an electric water jet boat, all right? Now, I did have a jet boat. I had a mega jet boat. It was a 25-foot Nova with twin 550-horsepower flagship engines. 1,100 horsepower. This is back when I was East Coast editor of Powerboat Magazine. Okay, this should be a trouble-free boat. All right. Now, I have not tried it. I hope this works. You put batteries in it, three double A's, and it said there's no on-off switch. It will automatically turn on when it's in water. Please.
Oh, this is great. Now,
that looks
if you
fun.
Want the boat to go forward, you have to turn the jet to the back. All right. However, it says, turn the jet, I think, to the side. And then the boat will go in circles. Oh, we have too much water.
Except it's shooting over the top of the thing.
A riot. I'm going to take it out for a minute and put less water in because it's shooting water over the top of the sink. And I'm all wet. I put less water in because the rest of the water pretty much is on the floor and on me. And now it should go in circles. All right, so this would work great in a tub, all right? The sink is a little small.
Or pool. I think kids will absolutely love this.
This is very, very cute.
Agree.
Okay. And but wait, there's more. Now it says when you take it out, you know, this isn't genius. And when you take it out, it automatically stops. Now, oh, this is for adults. Okay. I got something for kids. The whale bath toy. All right. Now this, you know what? I can't remember. Does this have an also? Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, you know, we may not be the techiest show on the internet, but we're certainly one of the most fun. Oh, this is great. That is great. All right. Doesn't take gas. This one is rechargeable, and you have to get in there with a screwdriver, and there's a gasket under there and everything to recharge it. This little guy just takes 3 AA batteries, comes with the screwdriver. It's pretty easy to work. And now the battle of the boats. Take that, whale. No, you take that.
It's all out war.
Yeah. All out getting my...
All right.
Kitchen wet.
Enough water damage on my rug. It's really great fun. It's great fun. And that, of course, is the aquarium that we did on the show last week. The aquarium nightlife.
You have a water theme going on.
Yeah, all I right. do.
I'm putting my boat away. Oh, and the whale. Oh, okay. When you pick the whale up, he stops spraying. But the whale, you have to turn off at the bottom.
That is really, really cool.
My goal today.
I like that.
The entire.
Sorry about that. YouTube just decided start going. That's fantastic.
The whale is just. I think the whale is $10.
That's great. Here, let me find it. I would have loved the jet powered one. Oh my.
Yeah.
Gosh, that looks super duper fun. Yeah, here's the whale.
Yeah, $9.99.
That is cool.
And that's a rechargeable battery. I believe it's just a micro USB. And it lights up in all those colors. It's very cute. Oh, yeah. Actually, if you're in white and gray, it's $9.99. If you want... For some reason, if you want the green one, it's $19.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So stick with gray or white if you want to do it for under $10.
How is it green and multicolored? I guess it's just a green tint to its...
It's a green thing, and then when it starts lighting up, it shows through the color of the whale itself.
Transparency.
So it's kind of clever. It's very cleverly done.
I like it. And then this is the first time I've ever seen you send over a Facebook link to a
Yes, gadget. Because Amazon says no longer in stock. And so I typed in the name of the company, like it's Kindary. And I've never bought anything on Facebook shopping, but that is the exact photo. It's the same as it was on Amazon, $15. And it says free shipping on this ad. Again, I've not bought anything here, but that is the boat.
That's interesting.
And that is the company that made it.
We need someone to test this out. See if Facebook Marketplace would work as a gadget resource. that's pretty cool. Okay. Awesome. Let's move on, I guess.
Move on to our what the heck is it?
Okie dokie.
I'd be interested to see if you can guess what this is.
It's another what the heck is it? And this is going to be real fun because I took it out of the box, but I did not uncover it. So I am seeing it also for the first time. And I know what it is, but we're going to see if Dennis can guess. Or chat room, or Chad.
What on earth? A tree. A petrified tree.
Wait. Okay, part of it.
The only practical thing I could think of is that the little layers come off and you could, like, put a coffee mug upside down on it so it'd dry better, but there'd only be, like, three?
You're halfway right. The operation is opposite what, well, you'll see. Okay. I'll show you.
Interesting. I am, like, so confused.
It is. I love it. Interesting gift. Okay. Interesting gift. All right. It is a sculpture. Trivet holder.
Not a sculpture. Dennis gets the sculpture.
Put the trivet down. Put something on the trivet.
How clever.
Okay. Now, spring-loaded trivet.
I have.
You got it.
White wine. It's a very inexpensive white wine. The great thing is, it's delivered to the house.
On tap.
Yes, like through the kitchen sink. Right. So that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Very clever.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how heavy something has to be. All right, so it has to have, this is just a piece of plastic. It has to have a touch of weight.
Well, usually it's the hot things, so it doesn't squash the table.
Oh, that's good.
They recommend it for hot things, especially.
And then when the trivets aren't in use, it is a
store easily
interesting gift. All right.
Voila.
So you get four trivets and a little stand. And so they don't stay flat unless something is on them. Is the mouse enough? Sort of enough. All right, let's see what they cost. Oh, wow, they were just $10?
That's good.
Pretty interesting. 49 reviews, not too many, but 4.7. And two kinds of wood. You can get it in walnut, the dark wood, or in beech wood, a light wood. I think it's pretty good, and the price is really decent. I'm going to have some wine now. It's within our budget.
I think it's great.
We just spent a lot of money because we bought it.
I hate these autoplaying videos. I love it. I think that would go great for Christmas. That sounds awesome. Like, that's
absolutely. And the thing is, when I went back to look at the price, I said, oh, it went up to $20. And then I looked again, and there is another company selling the same thing for $19.99 on Amazon. But the link that I have there, it's $9.20.
Yeah, that's great.
That is a great buy. And you're right, it's a great gift. Actually, the box says it.
Yeah.
Interesting gift.
Interesting gift. I like how they put the tree over it. So it's like, hey, it kind of looks like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's great. I like it. The chat room is making great trivet puns. It's non-trivet. Trivial, like non-trivial. It's a non-trivial trivet. I guess that's alliteration. Anyway.
Probably not for styrofoam cups, says Space Queen. No. A full styrofoam cup, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, any cookware will be heavy enough empty to.
Yes.
To exactly. Even if it's an aluminum pan, it should have enough.
Exactly.
Weight, enough gravity to keep it down. I like it. So I don't really use trivets.
I don't either.
Now, that's because I've been blessed with having like stone countertops every time. Some type of stone, either manufactured or granite or some type of, you know, thing. So I'm never really nervous. See, I don't really cook for a big enough family to, like, take something right out of the oven and stick it on the table. You know, everybody serve yourself from this. Because that's when I've seen trivets used a lot. It's like, we got, like, a hot pan. You know, these are some hot buns. They're going right there in the middle of the table for everyone to just grab one around, like, Thanksgiving or something like that. That's why I actually like that it's Christmas tree. I think that, like, around the holidays is when you need trivets the most.
It's perfect. It's perfect, because that's when people are making big meals.
Exactly. Things like pies, hot pies need trivets. That type of stuff. Okay, great gadget. I love the price. I love its usefulness and that it doubles. It's like a spy in your house because you don't actually know what it is. It's decor. Anyway.
Okay, finally, a little fidgety gadget that you might like.
I got a little gift in the mail, okay? No one would ever guess what it is.
Wow.
Because it's brand new and simple note. Dick, I hope you like my new fidget toy.
It looks
Rich
like a
Maisel
tool.
From
it does look like a tool.
Toys.com. The fidget spinner, okay? Now, your finger goes in here, except if you're an adult, it's pretty impossible. So online, it's on Amazon. I watched some of the videos. And so guys who want to play with it were saying, so take a scissors and trim these down. And then someone else said, just get a razor blade or something and cut one or two of those out. And then your finger will. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, I'm going to give them to some kid. But then I had to sign somebody some Mad magazines, and I thought, wait a minute, the magic marker. Press and hold button for 3 seconds. Oh, okay. And then, let me just turn this light out. Then we'll go in a really dark room. And then start spinning.
Oh, it says something?
Does it say something?
It almost looks like there are letters.
I think this might be, this is called lightning. And then each time you press this button, it goes into a different color scheme. Okay. So you know what I'm going to do is.
Different patterns too.
Different patterns. Yeah. So a different one, and we'll go into our special dark room laboratory. Okay, we're going to get Fireball. Okay, we're going to do Fireball. Now, this is a room that was built exclusively for testing things in the dark. Outside of the john and the sink and the shower. Of course, the shower is just all storage. Let me put my magic marker in the slot, and let me see.
It's probably a touch better on a kid's finger because the cap bulges a little, but
there's also a really good chance that your camera shutter speed is too fast, maybe.
And yes, exactly. It does look better in person than on video.
Go back to this button and hit it again. And you'll get all.
But every press of the button brings up different.
Oh, these are really nice.
I like that. It almost encourages you to fidget.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's a funny idea.
I can't wait to see this.
If you're not into fidgeting, this will get you into fidgeting.
All right. We'll do.
And I think there are eight patterns in each one.
Sleepy. We'll go back and find out how much. It's called Ring Slinger, and that's the Fireball edition. Each one is $19.99.
They're on Prime right now for
$14.99. 4.3 out of 5 stars. And I see the only problem with it is I can't stop spinning it. I love this. This is really neat. And it's a little wonky because I'm spinning it on the end of a magic marker. But I think kids will love this a lot.
Kids and gizwizzers.
Yes, exactly.
Some kitchen gadgets are a total game changer. And others end up in the back
close
of the kitchen drawer.
Window.
The
close
banana slicer you only
this
used
this window
once
won't close.
Today, we're going to test out a bunch of kitchen gadgets.
I closed the wrong window. I closed my chat room instead. Okay, that was really, really cool. I like that a lot.
The guy's name is Rich Mazel, who sent me that. And it's really great fun. It's great fun.
I love that. I think that this is like the highest tech fidget spinner we have ever seen.
I think so.
We've seen a lot, and some of them have some really cool ball bearings and like twisting angles and stuff. But we've never had one that does this. That's really cool. Yeah. I agree. They should make it for adult fingers.
Yes.
They need to make a large size, I feel like.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, make that the little rubber thing. You get two of them. You can pop one out for adult fingers and pop one. Rich, if you're listening.
Or maybe it comes large size, and then you like shove in the small kid size.
Oh, that's, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Default big.
Yeah, there you go.
Just some suggestions, but that is a way darn cool. Yeah. So you buy the, there's different, I guess, packs of patterns. And so that's
my guess is any pack would probably be fine for to keep you entertained.
Right. Yeah. Right. I agree. That is really clever. First time I've seen something like this on the fidget, you know, we've seen this like on bicycle tires and little wands that you wave around and stuff like that. But this is nice. I like how I like the price. I like how easy it is to get into. You don't really have to install it on anything unless it's a magic marker, because typically these, you know, you got to build out something to get that cool like spinning effect. Very neat. Very, very cool. Like it a lot. So yeah, find it on Amazon and Ring. What is it called? Ring Slinger. Easy to say Ring Slinger, but I saw this and I really thought it was Ring O Slinger. I thought that was
that's funny. Yeah, you know,
my dyslexia maybe didn't work so great in that.
No, you don't quite see that as an S. Actually.
And also, it has an O, so I was like, oh, the Ring O Slinger. No, not the Ring O Slinger. Okay. Great
that
gadgets.
That brings us
all
to, yes.
Some crappy gadgets. It's time
to do it. You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Let's see. Does she even know that it's here? I'll tell you, today we're taking a look at a cat toy. See if Waffles notices. Oh my gosh, she found it. I recorded a video earlier of me taking a look at it, so let's watch. It is another week of pet gadgets here at the Crappy Corner, and today we have an ant. Well, this is a cat toy. The thing that drew me to it was its active play symbol there and kind of the battery notification. I like the fact that it has batteries because we like those type of gadgets here on GizWiz. So Playology is a brand that I've seen around a lot. I've even bought a few of their chew toys. This is a little ant with a little feather, and underneath you can kind of see a little bit of the electronics there, but it will hopefully skitter around and absolutely make my cats go mad. That's the hope.
Oh
it also
gosh.
Comes with a teeny tiny little screw. So let's get it out of the packaging, find a cat, and see what it's like. It was pretty easy to get out of the packaging, as long as you have some fingernails. Here it is outside. Its little feather is honestly fun to play with, and so are its little legs and antennae. Underneath, you can see the batteries. There's that screw that you would use the screwdriver for, and then you have the on-off switch. There's a wheel here. It does have some like weird grooves taken into the wheel, so it's like not a completely round wheel down here, which is kind of interesting. And then, of course, the switch. So we'll go ahead and turn it on, and that wheel starts to move. So let's see if this cat is interested. Okay, let's kind of move over here. We're gonna go find the ground here. We're gonna
pardon
set the
my
cat
crocs.
Down. And then we're gonna set the toy down. Oh, look at it go. Oh my gosh, don't go under the
She just saw it. What is that?
Do you like it, Waffles? It does say motion activated, but I don't think it's been... There you go. Oh my gosh. Waffles?
Oh no!
I was hoping it would come back out.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I think we've lost it.
Where the...
By the way, what's happening live is Jack-Jack is playing with it on my desk. You know,
She said, where did that go? She said, oh, there it is.
Oh,
oh.
I'll say, it does seem like it's losing some steam. Like, the toy's, like, running out of battery already. It's not going as far. Maybe its wheels are clogged?
Oh.
Pet hair that's around here? There is some pet hair. Yeah.
Oh.
Here, let me turn this thing off. Yeah, the gear mechanism is, like, clogged already with pet hair. And I've already gotten all the pet hair. Maybe I got a good clump now. Yeah. Well, that's not going to work. People with cats.
Cats are going to have.
There's no way to service that? Maybe I can open this up. Okay, I'm going to open up the back to see if I can actually clear that clog. So there's the batteries that you would replace. I'm going to just set those down so I don't drop them. And then I can see the fur. Can I not pop this wheel out? No. Get out of there, fur.
Boy, and you only ran
it for... Okay, well, this is not able to be repaired. So, honestly, kind of crappy from my point of view. Back to you guys.
Don't you think? I agree. It's kind of crappy. So it'll still run a bit, but it's not... It's not running very good. I ran it for only like 2 minutes, you know, and I swept before we even recorded. Now, it did go under the desk, so maybe there was a fur pile under the desk, but seems pretty like a bad mark on it. If it can't handle cat fur and it is a cat toy, they really should have... made a way to clean that or made that less susceptible to...
Yeah, exactly.
Here, let's see. Does it work now? Kitty cats? Y'all interested? Oh, this is not pointed correctly. I'll just bring the cats closer.
No, it's on, right?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, that's no good. Oh, that's no good.
But Jack-Jack's still playing with it.
Yeah.
The lightest touch possible.
That is so funny.
He's so polite with it. Well,
she's trying to help it.
Yes. He's like, are you okay? Are you okay? So the price, the thing is it's off now and he's playing with it just the same, you know, I don't think it matters. $15.
Okay.
And like I said, I just wouldn't recommend it, honestly. It was just just too sad. So there you go. They like the feather, though. They're still interested. They're going to fight each other more than they want to fight.
That's very funny. But it's so funny how gentle.
I know. They're barely touching it.
Oh, look at that. They're so cool. They're so...
so timid.
They're trying to say, are you going to do anything? Go on.
Here, let me turn it back on. Let's see. It's going to go off the table is the problem. I hope this is riveting content for everyone who's watching. Well, with that, let's go to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from David Podner, who has sent us a couple of videos in the past. And he says, here's my newest gadget, my electric wood chipper.
Wow.
So let's see David's video.
Hey, Dick and Chad. Dave here. Recently, we chopped down a tree that was kind of close to our house and was kind of getting overgrown. So then we had to dispose of it. Unfortunately, the borough we live in doesn't have, like, their yard waste is leaves only. So we looked into renting a chipper. It's for a whole day. This thing may be at least a day. Would be around $100. Wasn't sure we could even get in our SUV. We have to maybe get a pickup truck. So we looked into getting a electric model. So we got this at a store called Harbor Freight. It's kind of like Lowe's and Home Depot, except that everything's branded their name. This is electric, so it's plug-in. Works great. You can see that this thing works up to around an inch and a half, and that's what I have left. So it's going to take me time, a little bit of time. So I've been chopping them up into smaller pieces. Of course, safety first. Eyewear, gloves, paddle to push stuff down. So you just turn on the switch. Going to be loud.
Really impressive. You also don't have to tell me twice about eyewear. That's how I damage my eye. It was with a bush.
Really?
A bush to the eye, and I still have permanent damage to this day.
Bushes where we have to normally bundle them up, crunch them down so we can do this. And this thing was around $130.
Amazing.
Definitely worth it. It's more than just a one-time use. It's going to be multiple. Now, we do have some 4-inch thick piece of the trunk that we're gonna have to deal with separately, but this will take care of everything, like I said, around an inch and a half and smaller, which is gonna be a large amount. Maybe we'll be left with a few bundles of bigger hunks of wood that we can take care of that way. Thanks.
That is awesome. And of course, SpongeBob immediately autoplays. That is really cool. So yeah, because he was looking at $100 a day, but it was gonna take longer than that to rent. I also, it wasn't shouted out in the video, or he didn't mention it, but I was thinking, I've been around gas-powered wood chippers, and they are loud. The generator, the shaft, everything.
Yeah.
That was so less loud when it was running, because it's just electric. It was really
small. And it's just,
small.
It sounded like it just trips on when the stick is in it, right?
Right, right.
And shuts off when,
right.
Yeah.
ScooterX, I have a ScooterX just said turn off autoplay. I have this plugin that's supposed to make it turn off, so the autoplay feature's grayed out for me. Anyway, I'm having issues with YouTube for this episode. I'll try to get them fixed for next episode. Here at Harbor Freight, I'm wondering also, could you stick a? Seems like I'd want to stick a wheelbarrow underneath this. The little spout, and then catch the grains. I don't know if that's possible. Let's keep going through this. Leaves, compost, branches. I mean, that is just really, really, I honestly didn't even know such a small wood chipper existed.
Turn this
into this. see, they put it on a tarp, and then they'll, I guess, put that in
there. Were you thinking, like, put a bag under it?
Yeah, bag under it, or put your wheelbarrow. I see it's really close to the ground, so it's pretty hard to put a wheelbarrow underneath it and shoot it directly into the wheelbarrow. But yeah, just a bag, even like this.
Yeah, a bag like that. Yeah. A big, wide bag like that would be great.
The cat toy is working, turned off. It works great, unpowered. And Harbor Freight is, they make a lot of tools. I've used them, like, basically half my tools are Harbor Freight. Because I want this tool. I want it for less expensive than I can find it anywhere else. And I know Harbor Freight has a reputation where their tools are, like, a little bit less high quality. But typically the price is worth it, that it's not like hardened and like construction contractor grade tough, you know. It's a little less.
Do you have
tough.
A physical store or do you order online?
Yes, no, it's physical store.
You have a store.
In fact, I don't think they do really online stuff. Let's see. I guess you can add stuff to your cart, yeah. Is that shippable? I do know that view cart and checkout. Yeah, it looks like it. Unless that's doing it to a store. I can't tell if they do shipping. Oh, no, yeah, shipping and handling. It's a line item where I have to get to it. So, yeah, so I guess they do ship online. But, yeah, typically I would go into the physical store because it's, like, a big old heavy, like, that, like hand trucks. I've gotten hand trucks from Harbor Freight a lot. All my clamps, wood clamps, and things like that. Got from Harbor Freight, also I've seen some people get some air compressors and things like that. But yeah, great tool company. With that, let's head into the letter. Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizmo's letters now.
Okay, Norris Hall said, Dick, a friend of mine sent me this thing. Oh, that's so funny. He said he sent this thing because it's for sale on Facebook Marketplace. I had no idea what it was, and I thought, oh, this would be a fun what the heck is it? So you want to show the photo?
Yeah, I'm going to show the second photo first.
Yeah. The second photo, he said, is it a motorcycle engine?
Anyone in the chat, can you guess?
Chat room, anybody know what this is?
I've been spoiled. I don't know if I would have. I think I probably would have gotten there, maybe.
Yeah, at
first. With knowing what it actually is.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like a cross-section of a wing with knobs and stuff pointed off of it. It's like.
Yeah, it looks like vents at the back. Chat room.
Something from an old sci-fi movie. Looks like a grill.
Looks like a grill. Like a motorhome. Pizza grill. Oh, wow. We have them fooled.
Yeah, a lot of people
now,
say grill.
Now, for grilling.
I would have, for some reason, I didn't think grill, knowing what it
Me
is.
Me either.
But that looks like a grill. It is not a grill. Maybe. Let's show the other image.
Ta-da! Now
what you
There you
is.
Go. There you go.
So this is a, well, I guess we'll give it away. Espresso maker. It's an espresso
exactly.
machine.
Exactly. Lawn sprinkler.
Yeah, so that's for steaming. Honestly, this looks like for steam milk.
Yes,
this
exactly.
This looks like for probably hot water, honestly, and that's probably the hot water.
And this also looks like something that cost like $500. A time machine.
You might be off by, like, they may be more. What is this, the Speedster espresso maker?
Yeah, Speedster. You're right, it's probably more.
Espresso machine. Let's see. We'll just go to their website, I guess. Oh, wait, didn't he have a link? Let's see.
What?
You did not. You said $100. You said a few
hundred. No, $500.
Did you look at the link that was in the email?
No.
This is the first time I'm looking at it.
Oh,
$23,000. $24,000 by $10. I'm going to round up. $24,000.
And I love shipping calculated at you're not going to send it for free.
Yeah, seriously. Whoa.
Oh my
God. I was thinking like $2,000 is what I was thinking. I was not thinking tens of thousands of dollars, not even low tens.
Well, I guess the company says if we could just sell one.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
That's a car. That's a nice car. A really nice car. That's a nice electric car.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's one reason that we did it with photos and didn't buy one in person.
Wow. Oh, I'm blown away by the price. I expected thousands, not tens of thousands. Yeah, yeah. That is crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well, thanks for sending that over.
Thank you, Norris. That was great. Norris Hall, thank you.
Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so, so much for supporting our show. You guys are incredible by supporting us each and every time that we make an episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the GizWiz, if you enjoy listening and enjoy our fun community, please consider giving back, patreon.com/GizWiz, or head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and there is a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click that. There's a big old banner that'll take you to Patreon, or a tiny little link that will take you to PayPal. However you donate, thank you. While you're there at gizwiz.tv, that is where we record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Join the chat room and chat along with everybody. If you miss the live show, our episodes are there after the fact on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Now head on over to gizwiz.biz. We got .tv for the podcast, .biz for Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every single gadget that we cover on the show. So you ever need a reminder or a link back or use that search feature to find a gadget, it is awesome. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget that you gotta guess what it is, the original game. And this is obviously a way to maximally inflate a pair of Air Jordans. Yeah, that sticks on those little Air Jordan things and you have the most comfortable Air Jordans with the inflatable shoe thing. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. There are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers and 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in. That's 18 magazines up for grabs at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.